الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we talk about verses of the Holy Quran. We select one verse and we discuss its sabab of nuzul, reason of its revelation, historical background. Respecting verse today, we have selected a beautiful verse from Surah An-Nisa. Be with us from start to end and let's find what message is there for you, for me, and for all of us from the Holy Quran. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat al-Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri. Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're watching this program, you can make intention, you will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's now listen, verse 32 from Surah An-Nisa. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما
And do not desire that by which Allah has granted excellence to some of you over others. For men, there is a share from their deeds, and from women, there is a share from their deeds. And ask Allah for His grace. Indeed, Allah knows everything. Before we talk about its historical background, there's a beautiful message in this verse. And do not desire that by which Allah has granted excellence. Regarding this, Mufti Sahib writes in Surah Al-Jinan, a person's heart becomes curious when he sees a blessing with another person which he does not possess himself. In such situation, his state is of two types. So one type is that a person desires for the blessings to be taken away from the other person and he attains it. This is called jealousy, and it is condemned and haram. Whereas person does not desire for the blessings to be taken away from the other person, rather he desires to attain the same blessing too. This is called ghibta, which is not condemned. Respecting verse, if you talk about the historical background, sabab of nuzul of this very verse, the reason of its revelation. When this part, لِلذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ was revealed in the verse of inheritance, and the share of a man in inheritance of a deceased was specified as double than the woman. Then the men said that we hope we will receive twice as much reward of pious deeds than woman in the hereafter. And the woman said that we hope we will get half the punishment of the sins than men. This verse was revealed upon this occasion, and it was declared that whatever excellence Allah Almighty has given to someone is absolutely in accordance to wisdom. A person should remain content upon his will, meaning Allah's will. Remaining content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key to patience and attainment of the contentment and tranquility of one's heart. No one has reached to the pinnacle of any blessings in the world, and let's suppose even if someone has, then he would definitely be lacking in any other blessings. Therefore, if one keeps his heart surrounded with such endless desires, then his heart will never be at peace. Despite possessing thousands of blessings, he will always remain complaining. For example, a person owns 1 billion but is not good looking. Now, if he keeps desiring to have good looks, then it will make life difficult for him. On the other hand, let's say a person is good looking but he does not possess money. Now, if he cries over money, even then he will remain restless and anxious. Now, let's say a person neither possesses wealth nor beauty, but he says that I am content upon the will of Allah Almighty, observing patience while keeping the reward of the hereafter in view. Then the heart of such an individual will definitely attain peace. Subhanallah. Beautiful examples mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. On the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, if the son of Adam possesses 2 valleys of wealth, he will desire to possess a third one too. And only soil can fill his stomach. Allah Almighty will accept the repentance of the one who repents. On the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, look at the one who is below you, not at the one who is above you. This is better than considering the blessings of Allah Almighty inferior, which He has blessed you with. The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Ummi Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, remarked that, had we also been men, we would also perform jihad and attain the great rewards of sacrificing our life. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and ask Allah for His grace. SubhanAllah. How beautifully it was stated regarding the peace of the hearts that ask Allah Almighty for His grace. As the greatest bounty in reality is the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter, even if a person receives million times more reward of deeds than another person, despite this, he will still remain dependent on Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's favor. Because he will enter paradise only with the grace of Allah Almighty. No one will enter paradise only due to his deeds and without the grace of Allah Almighty. Therefore, we should ask Allah Almighty for His grace, for His favor. My dear Islamic brothers, 2-3 important bits, important points what we learned from this very verse of the Holy Quran and from its contextual background. So one important bit what we learned from this very verse is regarding jealousy. We should not be jealous of anyone. Yes, if we see someone possessing any blessing, fadl, rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed him, so we should be happy for our Muslim brother, no doubt at all. And further, we learned the two important definitions of jealousy and ghibta. One thing is that this blessing what my fellow Muslim brother has, that is taken away from him and I get, this is condemned, we should avoid it. And another is, he has it, Allah grant me too, I also have. But you do not have this negative intention in your heart or intent that this is taken away from him. So it is good to have a ghibta, but it is condemned to have the thought of jealousy. So jealousy is condemned in Islam, so we should avoid it and always, always rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always seek the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never depend on your good deeds, whatever you're doing in this dunya. No matter how many deeds you can do, but yet we all depend upon the fadl, upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without that, we are nothing. And we will only enter into paradise with the fadl, with the karam, and with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability, what we have learned, and give us tawfiq to act upon. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful ayah from the Holy Quran. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.